Wednesday morning, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Ron Stutz. Time to welcome into the show Mr. Kiger.
Thank you so much. And today we're doing history because something big happened on this day for Chapel Hill a few years ago.
And what was that, Fred Wagoner Kiger?
Mr. Stutz, Ronald. I'm so glad you asked.
I don't owe you any money. Those are the only people who call me that. People who don't know me or people who...
Chapel Hill and the Civil War, two of my passions.
Right.
On 8 a.m. or at 8 a.m. approximately. Right. Well, I can't say.
A little over an hour from now.
Yeah. On this day back in 1865,
right,
Chapel Hill was captured, occupied by federal troops.
Uh-huh.
Name the cavalry officer who rode in at that time leading his Union brigade.
Mike Krzyzewski.
That's a great answer, but no.
That's not it.
8 o'clock on this day back in 1865, Chapel Hill was occupied by federal troops. Named the cavalry officer who rode in at that time ahead of his Union brigade. And I'll give you a hint of this, if you don't need one here, really, but a hint. This guy also is going to be involved in a little bit of reality TV moment later on in Chapel Hill.
Really?
Yes, because he sees someone in Chapel Hill and falls head over heels in love.
Oh, yeah.
Call us, 919-929-WCHL, after that big hint.
Yeah, all right. Call right now if you know the answer.
Are you looking for new customers? Try Our Local Deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With Our Local Deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at OurLocalDeal.com, and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit OurLocalDeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Kiger asking trivia this morning about
history,
war, and love.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tolstoy.
See, don't ever think
Tolstoy.
That not diversity.
Toy Story.
Yeah, you told the story.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, federal troops marched in.
Told the story, too.
And rode into Chapel Hill this morning, 1865.
You and the horse you rode in on.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
It was Brevet Brigadier General Smith D. Atkins. Yeah, who led a brigade under Judson Kilpatrick's Federal Cavalry. I don't think much of Mr. Kilpatrick, but Smith D. Atkins comes in. Mm-hmm. A part of his brigade, the 9th Michigan Cavalry, was posted and provided safeguards for all citizens who requested it. A lot of people in Chapel Hill, in their journals and diaries, remarked on how safe they felt and how much they appreciated what the 9th Michigan did for them.
Yeah.
And they were as victors, they were extremely humane and law-abiding, and Chapel Hill appreciated it. And, of course, as we all know, later on, Atkins fell in love with Miss Ellie Swain, the daughter of the president of the University of North Carolina, former Governor David L. Swain. Mm-hmm. And, oh, baby, was that a stink.
Yeah. Yeah, because...
Whoa!
Yeah, people were not happy on that one.
Nope. Yeah. People spat on wedding invitations, and that wedding did take place in August of 1865 here in Chapel Hill, and students, in their effort to voice their disapproval, rang the South Building bells throughout the entire ceremony, which lasted about 2 hours.
My goodness. And you were there the whole time.
I was there because I was the flower boy.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I threw little petals.
He was. Folks, he's serious.
Yeah.
He was there. Oh, well, thank you, man.
See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow.